Welcome back to Tech Talk, where we discuss popular IT-related topics in a way that anyone can understand. I'm your host, Anthony Ray, and today we'll be concluding our four-part series on ransomware prevention with our special guest, Rob Liker, Senior Solutions Architect Engineer at SAIT Services, headquartered in beautiful Atlanta, Georgia. Let's get started. Hi, Rob, and welcome once again back to Tech Talk to wrap up and finalize what could be the most important part of ransomware prevention, backup.
Hey, Anthony, thank you for the invite.
So tell me, what part does backing up or having a backup solution play related to ransomware prevention? I think, you know, everybody knows about backing up their data and to tape onto the cloud, whatever. But why is this so important with the ransomware prevention? What could happen?
Well, say we've played all of our cards properly and something new comes to light. And unfortunately, we get ransomware. Now, our only recourse is our backup and how fast we can recover from those backups.
So are you saying that if we had a ransomware attack that it could possibly infect or affect all of the files on our servers and workstations?
Unfortunately, yes. If you have a mild ransomware outbreak, it can affect all workstations. It can affect all server infrastructure. Really depends on how your access is carved up on your network. But in the smaller environments, most of the time, it's going to hit everything.
Well, let me ask you this. You know, sometimes I'll sit there and watch my backups, and they can take quite a while. How often should people be backing up their software data, and what should they exactly be backing up?
Well, our infrastructure that we leverage backs up everything. We like to grab basically a system state backup, which allows us to recover any system to its current operating status at the time of backup, as well as any changes to files, folders, in the data silos.
Gotcha. And for a small, medium-sized business, what would be the simplest, most cost-effective solution out there to get a backup scenario going if we don't really want to buy a file server on-premise and store everything on-premise? You know, how could somebody get into checking that off of their ransomware prevention checklist in a backup solution on the market today?
Well, the most important thing is to get those files off of your native network. So really, backing up to a cloud service is probably the cheapest alternative right now. And that's what we've been leveraging with a lot of our customers. The cloud services usually have what they call a speed vault, which in most cases, we leverage a small USB drive that we keep on premise. That's to restore the files quickly in case of data loss or ransomware. And then if we have to do any off-site type recovery of our disk died, something like that, then we've got a cloud storage container that we can bring that data back down from.
Super, super. Well, that brings us to the end of our four-part series on ransomware prevention. Huge thanks to Rob for all the information, all the advice, and really talking in a way that everyone can understand. I hope this has given you a better grasp of another hot IT topic. And always, thanks for listening to Tech Talk, where we explain popular IT topics in a way that anyone can understand. If you enjoy our show, please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts, and be sure to come back next week for a new and exciting IT topic discussed here on Tech Talk. Until then, this is Anthony Ray, and don't forget to visit saitservices.com for all of your IT needs.